Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is a celebration of his life. It just happens to come in the week when his death occurred back in 1977. So don't get the wrong idea.
The 16th.
The 16th, I think it was.
16th.
Yeah, right. Yeah, 16th.
He, can you imagine, though, like, his star seemed to have risen very, very quickly, and he was already a well-known Elvis Presley heartthrob musician, and then he gets drafted.
Mm-hmm. And decides he could have gotten out of it, but he didn't want to get out of it. So that went right straight. That made him a number one with a bullet, sort of going right to the top of the charts, because that was considered a big thing then. And it still is to a point, but not with somebody like Elvis. I remember when the story about Jimmy Stewart being in the service in World War II and Clark Gable in World War II, some of the bigger stars. And how America thought about it, their level of appreciation, I don't know, maybe it's the level of stardom went up because of nothing that, you know, going into the service didn't have anything to do with a movie that they did or something that they were a part of. It was being an American. And people loved that then. And I think people still like it today, although the cause gets in the way of appreciation, which ought not to be the case. If you've volunteered to go into the service, then you put yourself in harm's way. For the most part, sometimes the jobs are not that difficult, but it's a different. Everything's so different. The feel around celebrity and what it does and how it affects people is different now. You know, and so is our approach to war, frankly, or to things that are a problem. So there's a heavy philosophical way for us to begin this hour of the Good Day program. We're 1/10 of the way through the month of August. It's the 10th, and we're brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance.
I don't think that's how the math works. 1/10. It's not 100
days
in the month.
No, 1/3 of the way through. I'm looking at the 10, yeah. Nope, 1/3 of the way. Thank you for catching me on that. August 10th is 1/3 of the way through the month of August. And as a result of that, I'm just kind of letting you know that Progressive is working on our behalf. I certainly know they're working on my behalf because I changed my insurance for many years with a couple of different companies and one agent. Now I've gone to Progressive. I did the same thing that a lot of you are doing. Call them at 800-PROGRESSIVE. That's what I did. And you can get to the bottom of whatever it is that you got a problem. You don't like your, you know, whatever it is you don't like. Mostly it's you don't like the price. That's what it was my. Not interested in paying $400 more this year than I did last year for the same coverage. Thanks very much. So they took care of that at Progressive. Something the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is going to take care of. They yesterday proposed huge changes in how Big Pharma can advertise on radio and television. And I say it's about time. Now, what
they're going
to do, I guess, remains to be seen. Right now, they thought they had it covered by requiring that the advertiser, you know, here are these ads, 15, 20 seconds of this is the greatest drug in the world, and then 35 or 40 seconds of why you shouldn't take it and be careful because you could die and all that other stuff, which apparently isn't enough to keep people at bay. So now they're going to the focus on how the drug's most crucial risks are presented. That is, I don't know that the content is going to change much, but how you hear or how you see the changes would include requirements that the language has to be accessible to consumers. So and this goes back, frankly, what we have now goes back to 2012, I think 2013. And so now here we are in 2023 with more movement because there's renewed interest in these regulations because so doggone many people are on prescription drugs now. We're supposed to be helping ourselves. It's an epidemic. Drugs, prescription drugs, are almost as much of a problem as illicit drugs. Now, that's a huge
statement. Especially when they lead to that. Yeah.
Yeah, you get
a lot of pill addiction. A lot of addiction starts with painkillers that were prescribed and, you know, most likely needed at the time, but the doctor, in knowing how addictive these are, didn't monitor and pay close enough attention to their patient who was on this.
Yeah. And there's a lot more. There's much more of this. What is the A's here today? This problem with pharmaceutical companies overreaching since COVID. They all try to get on the bandwagon because it was a big payday. And the federal government, i.e. you and me, paid for all this stuff. You go to the drugstore and get stuff for nothing. You go to the doctor, you get the shots for nothing. It's been good business for those of us who own radio production companies because the amount of money that they spend on network radio has increased by 59% since COVID. And it was COVID that brought this. COVID did so much damage. The Chinese government and all that stuff, and now we're just finding out about what the reality is, and then we jump on board to create this massive hysteria. The radio did it. The television did it. The newspapers did it. Social media did it. And so it's something that's very sobering and something to wake up to, it seems to me anyway. Hopefully people are doing that and trying to do what Dr. Jack Stockwell would suggest, one of the doctors on Good Day Health. He's all about staying away from the drugs and doing nutrition. Matter of fact, the most recent Good Day Health show and the podcast that we do with Jack is a focus on getting more nutrition out of food, which is something that you hear the stories about eating certain things and what it does to your brain, what it does to your body. I was talking to somebody last night at dinner who had cancer. And they went on one of those micro, there's a macro and a micro nutrition program.
Mm-hmm.
I forget which one it is, but the finite thing is eating food that's going to help you regain the strength of your body because food is medicine. But there's so much crap around now to eat because it tastes good. Let's eat it.
The food-like items.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, Jack's stuff is at GoodDayHealthShow.com for your information. Let's go over to Hawaii. Wow, all the people jumping into the ocean to escape the flames.
This is
the wildfires there. My God, what a mess. Somebody described it as apocalyptic. I think the number is 6 people dead. People running to the ocean, screaming. The northwest side of the island, of the big island in Maui. A number of residents and tourists just jumping into the water. Fires are completely out of control. I don't know how many of you know Hawaii. and the front street there. It's one of the things that you see most frequently on the TV shows that are shot in Hawaii. And so this the whole place is destroyed.
Yeah.
Burned to the ground.
The historic Lahaina is basically no more the whaling village once upon a time. And that's what, and it's such a scenic drive. If you are driving up the coast to Lahaina, and you can almost always see whales. There's a stop-off point where you can get out of your vehicle and go see the whales. Go see humpback whales.
So Lahaina is pretty much devastated.
Yes.
Wipe that off. Yep. Boat owners asked to rescue people. Just go get in your boat. You'll be safer in your boat anyway, and help the people who had to jump into the water.
And a lot of the pictures, the before and after pictures, when areas are just engulfed in flames to when they've been extinguished in the certain areas, it's just, like you said, the best way to describe it, apocalyptic.
So the power has outgone. They create their own power with diesel generators there, and that's what it is on all the islands. You get the same effect, and the ships can't get in to provide the diesel, so the ships full of diesel are going to go close to the coast and get involved in, so who knows what the flames could do. So the power's out. And the but who's the fire's still still burning, so how do you know what the real, it's all the numbers are just, they're all speculative at this point. And so, and there are people who don't know where their family members are.
Yeah.
They don't know whether the home's burned down or not.
And yeah, the hurricane's coming, the hurricane coming in, that's causing those winds that are just accentuating
whipping
the fires.
It up.
And this is a really good example, too, of with the power being out, of the necessity for those old-school radios with the battery, the battery-operated radios, where when the power is out and you cannot access anything, this still helps. These will still work.
This is really the only way that people can connect. So this is, that's really genius on your part to connect the two things here, Jay, because it's the perfect example of what is under a challenging circumstance, a way to help yourself to safety. And then there's the scams that will immediately begin, help Hawaii, and there'll be somebody, that's what you have to look out for as well. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, we'll go over some of the things, but you have to be very careful about where, because they will be all over social media, especially, help the people in Hawaii, give us your money, send us $500 or whatever, and you're not really sure where that money goes, because there are plenty of rip-off artists that have no conscience whatsoever, and they're happy to take your money and just put it in their pocket.
That's like send supplies. If you have supplies, or if you have the money to send, go buy the supplies and send them. Supplies will be everything.
Yeah. So this the winds, as you said, caused by Hurricane Dora. It's the most popular part of the island is completely engulfed in flames. What a sad tragedy. 18 minutes at the hour here on Good Day.
Doug, with Liberty Mutual, you can customize your car insurance to save hundreds. Here's what those savings sound like in dollar bills. Here's what it sounds like in quarters. And here's what that sounds like in cryptocurrency. A thing I totally understand. 1010, I am money, cha-ching, beep, boop, dollar sign.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings member underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about...
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Running three after the hour on the Thursday, September 14th. We're almost halfway through, and Jennifer is visiting with us tomorrow. Make sure I drill into her the fact that the month is half over already. The better news is that Mercury is out of retrograde, so that's being halfway through the month is not so bad. Mercury being in retrograde kind of gets a little rough here and there. So let's talk about celebrities, shall we, or one in particular, someone about whom I am I am enamored, I guess that would be the right word, about or with Reba McEntire. And so there's something connected to her. She's known as the Queen of Country, as most of you know. A good actress, lots of fun. She says she's as happy as she's ever been because she's with the actor Rex Lynn. I told you the story, I think, on the air, right? But that my son's mother, mother-in-law, I guess, his wife's mother, was the original creator and producer of the Reba show. And they're in the process of rebooting it. The writer's strike has sort of slowed it down to a crawl. But they're very good friends. They don't live too far apart, so they have dinner often. And so recently my son and his wife, the daughter Sophie knows Reba from before, because she was working with her mother when she was younger on that show. So anyway, they went over to the house for dinner, and Rex Lynn was cooking. Since she got divorced from whoever it was she's been with him, and they're apparently just absolutely as happy. Brendan said they have a lot of fun. And Reba's fun anyway. She came up to me once at a Radio Hall of Fame dinner, introduced herself, and sat down. Hi, I'm Reba McEntire. And she just sat down and we had dinner together. But they just, you know, it's kind of nice to see. They're just people, you know, they happen to do something a little different. But that doesn't mean that they are not just real, regular people. All right, so with that in mind, there's something happening that's attached to Reba that you probably will be interested in knowing about, and you will right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
But I couldn't say spend the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame.
Yeah.
You might have been born just plain white trash, but thank you for the money.
She's got a book coming out. She's got a new album coming out. And she's got this TV show that she's working on. She has a lot of performing around the country. And now she has Reba-themed corn mazes popping up on farms all over the country. There are 40 participating farms, Jay, that have designed McIntyre into their fields. Those participating, 23 different states, all over the country, 3 farms posting on Instagram, inviting local residents and visitors to check out their special fall decor.
Isn't that cool? Well, and it's, you know, she grew up on a ranch in Oklahoma, so she knows firsthand how important agriculture is, farming.
Yep.
And in an effort to bring more people out to the farms, who does not love a good corn maze, especially in the fall? And when you get to go through a Reba-inspired corn maze, do it.
Way, way, way cool. All right, 28 after, you're on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, a gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do owners lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. Would you like to be held like that? I bet not. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. Would you handle an infant like that? I don't think so. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot to our fragile fur balls. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands, she'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Gently stroke your cat every day. Pick them up gradually. Lay them down softly. That's why so many cats freak out when people go to pick them up, because they know the end result may hurt. Handle them gently. They'll be your best friend. Remember, they're just little guys. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch. We print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh.
And a latte for Mike?
Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the print abilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The National Hurricane Center is posting hurricane and tropical storm watches along the New England coast as Hurricane Lee continues spinning slowly northward over the Atlantic. Forecasters say heavy rain and high surf will hit Bermuda starting this morning. Tomorrow and Saturday, portions of the New England coast from Maine south to Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard are being warned of life-threatening storm surges, coastal flooding, and tropical cyclone conditions. Tech entrepreneur Elon Musk says he had no choice but to block a Ukrainian plan to devastate the Russian Navy fleet in Crimea last September. The Ukrainians had asked Musk for help using his Starlink satellite system.
I have to originally was because the United States has sanctions against Russia.
and we're not allowed to actually turn on connectivity to a sanctuary country without explicit government approval.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello.
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Seem to be in a sneezing fit today. Well, I hope that's not the highlight of the Good Day program that we listen to tomorrow at gooddayshow.com. The current overview of the condition of the world, which we discuss every day here in the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. There is the most recent download that has the podcast with Dr. Jack talking, as usual, about things from a... independent point of view. How about that? That's pretty good, right? He's independent of all of the normal confines of people who are in the scientific, religious, and the medical world. And I somehow put them all together. It's a group of people. Okay, you know, it's whatever your comfort zone is, right? You're here to help people. Certainly Jack helps people a lot. And certainly Dr. Ken Kronhaus helps people a lot. I'm trying to help people with the Weekly American Family Farmer.
I had a good conversation this week with a fellow up in Vermont that has a farm that was actually funded by the Rockefellers. That's a pretty good story, actually. And then, of course, on the to go back to the download, Uri Geller is still on his toot about his favorite female body part in the Aliens. Right? How else do I say that? Hey, what a carrot. Anyway.
What we talked about, too, that the aliens found the alien corpses, apparently, in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go. Mexico, land of the free, home of the brave, as long as they head for America. Let's go! All right, so we have Hurricane Lee. Well, now Tropical Storm Lee, running out of energy. But there are still dangerous rip currents along the east coast, strong winds here. Let's see, New Jersey coast, New England, New York. But by the time Saturday rolls around, Hurricane Lee will be up off the furthest part of America, coast of Maine, but not really much damage. It's going to hit landfall, though, up in Canada. So that'll be not fun for those folks. It's been a long time since they had a good zap from a hurricane. And by the time it gets there, it won't have a good zap left to it. It'll just be winds and rain. But we know that if you look at some of the things that happened, even with the wind in Florida, what was that, a couple of weeks ago? There was still a lot of wind damage from this.
Yeah, it really was.
Now, also, what happens with this luxury cruise liner that has a couple hundred people on it, which has run aground off the coast of Greenland? There's a piece of this storm which will be left when it gets above Iceland and into Greenland. This ship is called the Ocean Explorer. It ran aground near a part of the Northeast Greenland National Park. This is the most northerly national park in the world. No reports of damage to the ship. It just is stuck. Right? Mm-hmm. I've been stuck this week on and off all the time. Even though I got four-wheel drive in my truck, you get into the mud, and sometimes you need a tractor to pull you out. They don't have tractors up in the ocean. And they don't have, up there, the ports of call have the ships that, the little, what do they call those ships, the pilot ships that push you into the barges that barge. No barges out there. So how are they going to get it? Reminds me of the story. Remember that ship that ran aground and tipped over or tipped on its side? Was that, where the heck was that? That was Central America somewhere? Remember when that happened about six years ago?
Maybe seven years.
That may have been a while ago. The ship rolled over and there's a PBS special on it, as a matter of fact. They had to make special rubber buoy kind of this air-filled little rubber tanks they put underneath the ship to right it and to keep it from splitting in half, because if it split in half, it would just make it more of a mess than it was making.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
Well, in the third attempt to get this cruise ship unstuck failed, so they're still trying. And at a certain point, just focus on getting the people on board off.
Well, I was wondering about that. Where are the people? They're still on the ship, right?
Yeah, I guess. And apparently the latest news, too, is they're somewhat comfortable. I mean, as comfortable as you can be in this situation. But COVID may be making its rounds on that ship now. Three passengers have confirmed COVID.
And a couple of Americans on it as well. There is a Danish naval ship that's headed in that direction to try to assist in some way, shape, or form. But you can't get, it's not like you're pushing a car that's stuck. You can't get behind the ship. You could get, there have been episodes like this, where other ships came along, they hooked a tow line to the ship that was stuck, and they pulled it off. That may be one of the moves here. Mm-hmm. At any rate,
at least they have beautiful scenery. For the most part, what's being reported is that everybody seems in well enough spirits. People are frustrated, no doubt, but everyone's being cooperative. And those who have COVID are in isolation. Everybody else is so welcome to roam about the ship. And I guess just treat it like a hotel.
All right, so here's something that you may or may not agree with, and you may or may not agree with my point of view on this. Because, after all, this is, quote-unquote,
science. And the word comes from about a dozen scientists who have put together a paper this week warning citizens of the Earth, i.e. humans, that their actions are pushing the world into a danger zone. And the danger zone has several key indicators, so they say. The planetary health, that is, how healthy is the planet? Are we doing harmful things to the planet? We're not doing the planet any good in many respects, but the planet is pretty good at surviving, as you may have noticed over the past 4.5 billion years. But this, there are a number of different countries that are represented in this paper, and so I was studying it last night and thinking to myself, okay, what's the good and what's the bad here? This, I don't think there's anything new except the approach to what they say is threatening, the threatening events that will trigger dramatic changes in the conditions that we live in on the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so the audience, we have easy receptors here because this year and the last couple of years have been kind of dicey when it comes to, at least it seems to us, in our lifetime, the conditions are dicey or not pleasant. Droughts here and too much rain there. I know I certainly feel that way about where I am. The amount of work or work that I can't do on the farm because of the mud and the, it's just a mess. So have I had this in my lifetime? I don't remember it being this wet and soggy in the summertime on the farm, but that doesn't mean, I mean, I could go back and I guess look at the weather records and see, yeah, 1943 was like that.
Well, and there were some hot days, like hotter than most,
yeah.
Some exceptionally hot days. But for the most part, it felt like a pretty cool summer. But here's the thing. Mother Earth is far more powerful than we will ever be.
Yep.
We're not going to destroy her. We are, however, going to destroy ourselves.
Yep. That may be what the scientists are pointing to. They have come up with a term called planetary boundaries. They define these as thresholds the world needs to stay within in order to ensure a stable, livable planet. And part of it is the climate focus. Part of it is biodiversity. This sounds like a lot of buzzwords that we hear all the time. The use of land and how the water is taken care of. So here's what I agree 100% with as they come to their conclusions. The impact of synthetic chemicals, the impact of aerosols, the impact of these no-good companies like Bayer and Monsanto and the farmers who keep saying, I love these things because they give me a bigger crop. Well, at what expense? Yeah. At whose expense and what cost? The synthetic world is full of, remember the conversation we've had, actually we've had it a couple of times here, about those little teeny plastic things they put in toothpaste or they put in facial scrubs. That stuff, you flush it down the toilet or when you wash yourself in the shower, it goes down the drain. Where do you think that goes? It doesn't, you can't, it doesn't dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing about it.
Seafood has microplastics in it and we can
eat
it.
Right. And then we pump it out in our poop. That goes right down the same drain.
Circle of life.
Yeah. Circle of poop. So this is all. This report is not a pile of poop, but it is. It's there's a little extremism. Maybe some of you look at it and they say, oh, there's a lot of extremism. But that last destabilizing focus on the chemicals that come from people who are just trying to make money at whose expense? Look at the $5 billion that Monsanto and Bayer have set aside to pay off the people who are suing them because Roundup has killed tens of thousands of people. And so the families sue because they know the lawyers figure out what the cause is, and it's always that Monsanto crap, the things that are in Roundup. Get into your system, kill you, bingo. It's like getting shot. You might as well go out and take a bullet. And but the government of the United States of America is so corrupt that it allows this stuff. Here they are supposed to be protecting you and me. That's what we pay for. We've hired them. The government is like a protection, right? The government is supposed to be like a protection racket. They're supposed to be protecting us from all this stuff. And yet, they're so corrupt, the members of Congress and bureaucrats, but especially members of Congress who take all these thousands and thousands of dollars from these companies like Monsanto that are so damn corrupt, and then they vote in favor of whatever it is that Monsanto wants to do or whatever else, whoever else is paying. Now look at the various committees and then see if you ever take the time to look at the contributions from whom they come and the somebody like on the Telecommunications Commission committee and of the House of Representatives. They get thousands of dollars every year. They have fundraisers all the time. They get all kinds of dough from Verizon and from Xfinity and from you name the carriers and the TV, and it's corruption to the nth degree. It supposedly is the worst form of government, but it's the best form of government. But boy, this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about. And so it seems that when you look at solving the problems to keep the planet out of being at risk, you know, the business of what's going on in the oceans, there's a lot of good news coming out of the oceans. But there's also on top of the ocean, there's the extreme weather or the heat from this summer. And so one of the scientists says that if the temperature goes up 12 degrees on average around the world, the life will just not be the same. So something to think about for sure. And what are the solutions? That's more the direction I think we should focus on. 48 after the hour, this is The Good Day Show.
Meet Joe A, hi. Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Somebody told me once they want to make a cartoon out of either my life or this program. I didn't know whether to take that as a compliment.
That would be a good show. I'd watch it.
Yeah. All right, let's get to some of the featured items today for Food, Farm, and Family Health. At foodfarmfamily.com, you can find all these things. We have some on the current download, the Food, Farm, Family download. Yesterday's discussion of the one chip challenge, and the chip has been, I guess, their authority has been revoked. No more chips, right?
Yeah, there was in Canada, they did a recall on it because we have the teen who died in the States, but then apparently in Canada, people are having quote unquote adverse reactions, even though they won't say what adverse reactions are to the 2023 one chip challenge. Mm. And it's just because they're making it hotter. They're just making it hotter and hotter. Yeah. And now, Packy has, they're just pulling it all together because they're like, no, this should not be happening. People shouldn't be dying from consuming something. And the whole kick of the thing is it's so unbelievably hot. And a lot of people just think, oh, well, it's just really spicy and you might get that reaction and all of that stuff. But there are some YouTubers who have done this and Instagram and TikToks and all that stuff. And it's like 2 days later from them doing the chip challenge. And they even say, I am still so miserable. My insides feel like they are just being torn apart like they drink battery acid or something. People forget about the digestive system. And that hot thing is just going through you, like destroying everything in its path.
Yep. So stop it, basically. That's the message.
Knock
here.
It off.
Call Today is that. National Eat a Hoagie Day. How do we eat a hoagie? What's a hoagie? What a horrible name. This is like a Philadelphia, what do they call them, the Philadelphia...
The meat, the thing. What do they call those? Philadelphia sandwiches. Philadelphia.
A Philly? A melt?
No.
Was it Philly melt? Something like that?
No, it's a Philly something or other. But anyway, it's not.
Well, hoagie itself has different names. Yeah, it's the po' boy, and not to be confused with a sub though. A sub is different.
Yeah. Well, the hoagie, the Philadelphia cheese. That's what I'm thinking about. Cheesesteak, Philly cheesesteak. That's part of, I guess, this. I don't know. But I can't imagine. This is a hoagie festival that goes on every year and has since, like, World War I down in Philadelphia. I think it started in Chester, Pennsylvania, as a matter of fact. It was coined from the phrase on the hoak, which means to scrounge around. That means the stuff that's in there, it's like sausage. Everybody loves sausage, but you don't want to know what's in the sausage.
You can get non-meat hoagies.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, oh, for sure. It's kind of gorgeous about the appearance itself of the sandwich. It's the long bread, but rather where a sub is cut all the way through, so you have a top and a bottom. A hoagie is cut halfway through, so it's almost cut like a hot dog bun.
Yeah. Very exciting. Thank you, Jay.
I'm a sandwich aficionado.
Yes, I understand. Recall of the day goes to Costco, one of their most popular soups. Again, I ask, why would you buy food at a Costco? But some people do. So you want to steer clear of this particular item. It's the Kirkland Signature Chicken Tortilla Soup. I'm sure it's not made. Kirkland is their signature brand. That's the Costco brand. Apparently, there's the presence of gluten in it, and there's not supposed to be any gluten in this particular chicken tortilla soup. They are labeled as gluten-free. So they were sent to stores mostly on the West Coast. And so if you are allergic to gluten, doesn't kill anybody. It doesn't do any good, but it's a very popular soup, apparently.
If you have an allergy, it's bad. Not just intolerance, but an actual allergy. Right. Like you could go into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah. Stop and Shop recalled the same kind of stuff. Hillshire Farms banquet chicken strips. This I'm looking at all these. We've got a galore. Every day there's a new one. So just to keep in mind, you can keep a list of it if you want. Or you can go to our foodfarmfamily.com website and see what the recall of the day is, should you be so concerned and or should you be motivated. FDA issues warnings to CVS and Walgreens, two companies that are way too big, over unapproved eye products, including, let's see here, what is this stuff? There are six different manufacturers, apparently, marketing illegal stuff. Supposedly it says you can treat conditions like cataracts, glaucoma, and pink eye. No, they don't. So if you bought some eye drops at CVS and Walgreens, bring them back. Get your money back. Get something for your time. Okay?
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.